And joining us in studio right now, our good friend from Mobile Meals, Ms. Carolyn Fox, is back with us. She's the Associate Executive Director here to talk about their chili cook-off. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good. How have you guys been?
We're good. We're good.
Chili cook-off Saturday, 26 Yay. Teams.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, we have a lot this year.
That's a good turnout.
It's kind of like a record year again.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it's the 27th year.
Wow.
I know. I haven't done it all 27. 21, though.
Wow.
That's a lot of good chili.
It is a lot of chili eating, I tell
you. Yeah, but if you got to eat a lot of something, chili is not a bad choice.
That's true.
So, well, first of all, tell folks about, obviously, this goes to help support the work of Mobile Meals. So tell
right.
folks about Mobile Meals.
Well, while I'm on, I'm make a plea for, we need volunteers. We introduced a new technology to our volunteers. They can use tablets or download an app on their phone. So we lost a few volunteers in the process. So we're out asking people to, if you have time to give back over between like 10 and 1-ish, give us a call. Meals are delivered in those hours. And we try to make the pickup location kind of near where you work or live. So it's an easy hour out delivering meals to people that can't cook for themselves, can't get to the grocery store, need good nutrition, what have you. So just give us a call at 419-255-7806 and sign up to deliver meals.
And obviously this is what you guys do. I mean, you are help people who, for whatever reasons, cannot cook for themselves, get out, like you said, get out to the store
right.
to provide nourishing, quality meals to them, but also companionship, looking after them, taking care of them.
Smiling face is very important. And that's part of the reason we did the new technology. It allows us to do a change of condition, which is kind of what the health world is going to make sure that people are, you know, they can be improving too. That's a good thing. But sometimes they're slipping. They're not as aware. Their home is not as clean, or they're not as well kept as they usually are. And so we're kind of watching for condition changes in our clientele as well. But the most important thing is that smiling face at their door. Sometimes you're the only person they're going to see. So it's just a really nice touchstone for people to get out and see their neighbors and the community and make sure they're getting good nutritious meals and a nice smiling face at their door.
And who is eligible to receive these meals?
Anyone that needs help with meal preparation. You need a special diet. You're homebound. You can't get to the grocery store. You have transportation issues and you're elderly and you just literally can't stand to cook because your legs don't support that. But all kinds of reasons. Could be you're on dialysis and you need a renal diet. We provide renal. We provide pureed, mechanical soft if you're having chewing issues. I mean, there's all kinds of diets and need out there in our community. And if you know someone that does need the program, give us a call too. Could be a neighbor, could be a loved one, could be someone in church, could be someone that's just really struggling with having food in their home. And we're not free. We do charge for our program. It's based on income, but it's a huge sliding scale. So that's why we do the special events, is to support the subsidies that we do. About $240,000 a year in subsidies. So that's why we do our special events.
And who's eligible to be a volunteer?
Valid driver's license. Come in for an hour training. We do run a background check. We have to make sure people are safe to be in people's homes at their doors. So other than that, we're just the willingness to want to go out and help in your community.
So there you go. That's not a lot there.
No, it's pretty darn easy.
And so, tasty way that people can help out is your chili cook-off.
Nice segue. Yeah, well, all of our events kind of entail food. So this is our annual chili cook-off. It's just a fun family day. 26 teams, a huge variety of chili. I know we have some white chicken chili, and they don't always tell me what they're making, so I'm not always in on it. I know we have one that's, I think it's like prime rib chili. And I mean, I think it's going to be a nice variety of teams. Some spicy, some not so spicy. And, you know, it's just a fun way to get out and get rid of this cabin fever. I guess it's supposed to be cold again by Saturday. So
yeah, so good chilly weather, but not so cold that you don't want to go outside.
Yeah, you know.
We have a DJ, so there's a lot of action going on. We have a bake sale. We have hot dogs. We have Tofts ice cream. We have beer and pop. Lots of chili and just a great way to get out for a couple hours and beat the cabin fever and have some chili and support Mobile Meals.
And hot dogs are perfect because what better vehicle for chili than a hot dog?
Right. I mean, people were smart, they'd buy the hot dog and then put the chili on the hot dog.
Now, how does that work? Like, if somebody's going to come, they want to taste lots of chili, how does it work when they come in?
Well, we rent a little muffin toter. It's called a little chili toter at the front desk. It's a six a compartment one, and you can go around and put your various samples in. So that gets you through about four times, I guess. Is that about right? Probably more than four. And then you go back and you vote for your favorite chili with your dollars, and that's how they win People's Choice. We also have judges. So there's a judges category and a People's Choice category. And there's also a champion of Mobile Meals category for money made ahead of the event. So some of the corporations and restaurants will actually solicit people to support their chili teams, and then they win this big trophy. So they're all into that, some of them.
So you go, you taste chili, say, okay, I like Team Y's chili the best. I'm going to put $5 in their bucket or whatever.
Right. And then you could support us by, you know, buying a hot dog, Tofts ice cream, you know, some water pop, what have you. And we always have lots of stations around where you can just donate money if you just want to do that as well. So,
but admission is free.
Admission is free. Correct. So
very
it's a
cool.
pretty inexpensive day.
Yeah. Well, and then, of course, once you get in, you start smelling the chili, then you're going to have to get something. And
it is amazing to smell the room as they all come in, because I'm there early, and then 10 o'clock the teams start coming in, and the smells just like explodes in the room. So that's a great way to put it. All the different, you know, smells and spices and what have you.
Where is it happening this year?
Stranahan Great Hall.
Has anyone ever done bacon chili?
I know they put bacon in their chili.
Okay.
They don't give me a list of what's in the chili. I always just tell people if they're worried, just ask if it's spicy. Last year we did have a vegan chili, but they're not back this year, so.
Kind of like, that's not a comment anything.
That would be the same thing if someone did a blueberry chili.
Yes, blueberry chili.
Yeah, I mean, you do kind of. Well, actually, they say true chili doesn't have beans. It's just the meat. So,
yes.
Yeah, the true Texan chili doesn't have beans. But I think you need a kick with some beans. Yeah.
And you brought in some chili. I'm going to try here a little
bit. I did, from one of our award-winning potlickers, Potlick and Good Chili.
Now, they have beans in theirs.
Oh, yes, she has beans. And she makes hers over a fire outside.
That's the one
we talked about that earlier. A week or so ago.
But just somebody was telling us about that, making chili and just cooking it outside over smoke of wood. There's something right
they
about
usually
that.
Win, by the way. They have a good chili.
We're doing that this year camping, no doubt.
Yeah.
You
can let it kind of, you know, simmer all day and smell it cooking. And
There's a lot right about that. So
I can smell it just from you opening.
Yeah,
that.
Just open. You can smell. I got it. It's cold now, so I'm going to heat it up. So I'm not going to try it yet. But I mean, you can smell a little bit of that smoke in there, and it does smell good.
It's delish. She's very nice, and she makes my chili for the media visits, I should say. So
that's a good point. There are different categories, right?
Yes,
there's media,
there are.
There's restaurants.
Yes.
So you don't feel like
media, restaurants, corporate, and amateur. The most is amateur. We have about 12 amateur teams because everybody thinks they have the best chili.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the media, all of our Cumulus stations and Channel 11 will be there. So and Channel 11's so into it, they want to win.
So. They're very, very intense about their
chili. They are very intense. Yes.
Well, chili's so awesome because you can make. I mean, there aren't. You know, obviously you have your purists, but there's so many ways to make chili.
I know some people put chocolate in their chili.
Yeah. Well, and you have a, you know, Cincinnati style chili. Mm-hmm. You have each region of the country kind of has their own style of chili. And you know, like New Mexico, you get those hatch peppers in there. And I mean, it's just, that's the wonderful thing about chili. It's a palate that can you do many things with.
Right. There's got to be something everyone will like. That's what you got to put it there. I mean, some of it you won't probably. Some of it you'll love. And some of it will be okay. You know, just depending on what, you know. What's your whistle kind of thing, but there's
the only way
variety.
To find out is to show up.
That's right. Just come and support the Mobile Meals Chili Cook-Off.
So to feed yourself, you're helping to feed others as well.
That's a very good way to look at it.
And if folks are interested in finding out more information about Mobile Meals or volunteering, where do they go?
Well, they can call us at 419-255-7806 or go to mobilemeals.org or email us at info@mobilemeals.org.
Excellent. Carolyn, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank
always good
you.
To see
you.
Always fun
Thank
to you. See you.